Recorded Books presents Dragon Dreams by Ronnie Schotter, illustrated by Kwa Lei, read by Amy Lynn Abalera. It's been an angry day with way too much pinching, poking, and pushing. Dream time for dragons, Daddy says. So you tuck in your tail, fold up your wings, and snuggle down for dragon dreams. Your sister is soon in slumber, but you stay awake listening for night music. Birds sing a lullaby. The wind hums along. Car horns beep as you slip into sleep, to dream once again of dragons. Then a rustle and a whirr. Wings at your window? Your own special dragon could be calling. Imagine. With a leap, she lands at your bedside. Her name is Nuri, and she is just your size. Come fly, you and I? She softly roars. Hurry, don't want to be late. Okay, you say. You reach for your magic stick, tiptoe past your sleeping sister, and climb on Nuri's lumpy, bumpy back. Hold tight, she says. You do, and out and up you go. Streetlights blink. Trees wave their leafy arms. Safe flight, they call. And look, Idris, the boy next door, is riding his own dragon. High into the sky you fly. It's dark, but Nuri's fire lights the way. It's cold, but Nuri's hot breath warms you. Up, up, up you go. The stars wink their secrets. A nighthawk squawks, and comets leave messages on the blackboard sky. Hi! Hola! Where are we going? You ask. Shh! Nuri blows mysteriously. A secret gathering. You are excited, but hungry. Somehow Nuri knows. Reach for a star, she says. So you do. Marshmallow. You use your magic stick to toast it in Nuri's fiery breath. Yum! Imagine. Up ahead, the sky is filled with dragons. Little dragons from here, near, and far away. Dragons of every color and kind. Carrying children of every color and kind. The fiercest dragons are fighting until a sky dragon named Cielo bellows, "Peace now! Peace now!" The dragons echo and stop their fighting. "Is this the secret gathering?" you whisper in wonder. Nuri nods. Her tail twitches with excitement. Tucked under her scales are two pieces of paper. One a sign that says, "No more fighting, no biting." The other has no words. Nuri gives that one to you. You think of your sister and, with your magic stick, write a sign of your own. "No more shoving. Just loving." All the dragons untuck signs and pieces of paper. All the children write their wishes. Idris's sign says, "Make a friend." Shanti. Pe. Amani. Ice cream for all. But wait, over there, under a star, is that your sister on her own special dragon? You m-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?